welcome to episode number 63 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Who's now a homeowner, or an apartment owner. Yay!
Honestly, dude, I thought that was going a totally different direction.
Where'd you think it was going to go?
Think about what you just said.
Who's now naked? Yay!
Well, at first you said homo, so...
Homeowner!
Yeah. You emphasized on the first part a little too long, and I thought it was going to be an interesting show. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying.
No!
Yeah, we are back for... God, when was the last episode? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it feels a lot longer, but we have only skipped 1 week.
Oh, really? We've only... Wait. 2 weeks.
Yeah, because no, last week, you were moving, and I was in the process of moving. So that's why we didn't have a show then.
The week before that?
We had a show, right?
No. Our last show posted October 13th, so...
Damn, it's almost been a month.
It's only been 2 weeks.
That's over a month. That's almost a month.
two and a half. I don't know.
That's halfway to a month.
But yeah, we definitely have both had a lot of stuff going on, and Henry's already has stuff going on. So Henry's not here joining us because I didn't even think we thought we were gonna have a show. We were kind of just.
I didn't get internet until maybe about 2 hours ago. So.
Yeah. So basically, on the what we've been doing, we've got a lot to talk about. So
That's basically going to be the show.
Pretty much. That and maybe some goofing around because it's us. And, you know, Henry's not here, so, you know, this will be definitely another interesting episode. 3 hours later. But, so, what have you been up to, Stuart?
Well, I think I moved.
I think.
I'm pretty sure I carried that 120-pound DV, so, yeah.
So you said you're a homeowner. Are you a homeowner, or are you a home renter?
I'm an apartment renter.
There we go. Okay. I was about to say, you bought a house? What?
Not yet.
That's a big step.
Yeah. I'm no longer living with my parents.
Already. Awesome.
So, there's that. I want to talk about my internet situation.
This will be interesting. That's always fun. Whenever someone starts the conversation off with, I want to talk about my internet situation.
Okay, the only internet provider around here is Comcast. So, last Thursday, right before I moved, it was Wednesday, because I called up Comcast and I said, you know, I want internet, you know, I'm a gamer, I need, you know, kind of high speed internet. Okay, yeah, well, we can give you, you know, 15 down, about 3 up, for about 77 a month.
Good lord, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I was like, is that what you got? He said, yeah, it just kind of goes up from there. I'm like, shit. Like, yeah, I'll take that then. So then I went over to, I helped my friends move, who used to live in a different town, and then moved just down the street from me, like last Monday. So over about a week before I moved, they moved just down the street from my parents. So I was helping them move, and they helped me move. But yeah, one of them just said, like, oh no, we got Comcast, and we got, you know. You know, 50 megs down, about 12 up, for, you know, and plus local TV for 40.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You said 50?
50.
Like 50?
50 M.
For 40. That's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's like outrageous, unless it's one of those for the first 6 months type thing.
Nope.
Wow. That's crazy.
So I called our rep for our apartment complexes was the same guy. So I called up that guy, and I said, "Hey, I want what they're having." He said, okay, well, I show your account as pending right now. I said, oh yeah, that's because the previous owner of this apartment left their bill unpaid. So I had to prove I wasn't them. So I had to I was going to have to send them something. He just said, no, don't do that. I'm not going to give any names here because this guy could get in trouble for this. But he said, yeah, just call and cancel your appointment. Don't, yeah, and don't tell him we've talked because I can get in a lot of trouble for this. So I did that, and they were like, oh, no, we can, you know, give you something, we can make you pay less, and that, no, I just want to cancel. So I did that, and now I have 50 meg internet, local, actually, I have more than the basic, because I don't know why, that might be like that for a while, until they catch it. Like, oh, he's not supposed to be getting this, because I'm getting premium stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like I'm getting, you know, like Sci-Fi Network and FX and all that. I'm not supposed to. So yeah, that's my internet.
Yeah, the only downside, I guess, doesn't Comcast have the internet bandwidth cap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was not hitting it at home, and that was with five people also on the internet at the same time.
Yeah, but you got 50. I'm sure you didn't have 50 down then.
Yeah, but I'm going to be using the same amount of data. I'm just going to be getting it faster.
Yeah, I mean the way I look at it is, you know, whenever I got faster, I was able to use the internet more because I wasn't waiting as long. And yeah, but yeah, that's definitely amazing. I mean, I was paying 50 for 15 down.
Yeah, I did a speed test right before we did this, and I wasn't getting 50, I was getting about 25, but that's still a lot more than I was getting at home with my parents, I should say.
Yeah, for
so
dirt cheap, basically.
For yeah, 46 a month.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be jealous of you, I'm sure.
So if you're going to move into an apartment, and you're going to go with Comcast, get the Blast package.
Awesome. So you just called them and you didn't, like, research it online or nothing?
Nope.
Shame on you. Shame on you, Stuart.
I know, but hey, I got good.
You lucked out.
I did.
But anyways, so what else? Any other interesting tales of moving or...
Not really a moving, but, I did manage to play out some games before I moved. Like, I played a little bit of Batman.
Oh, the new one?
No.
The first one.
I bought Arkham Asylum the day Arkham City came out.
Oh, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, because I never did finish the other one. I never did finish the first one, so I want to do that first.
Same, and I know how you feel.
And when I got it, it was about $20 on demand.
Oh, really? It's only 20 on demand?
It was that day. It was probably a deal. Like, hey, Arkham City's out. We also, you can now get Batman Arkham Asylum for $20.
Let me Google that. Let me look that up right while you're talking, because if that's true, then I'll pick it up.
Of course, my save was gone because I deleted it. So I was going to start over anyway, so started up, and I'm almost to the spot where I was when I quit the first time.
Nice.
Let's see. Also played a little bit of Forza some more, because the last podcast was when the game came out. So I'm loving Forza. I really am. I played a little bit with Ace Black and Nox, and... I'll tell you what, Ace gets so mad when you're in first and he's in last.
Oh, you ever played any other type of game with Ace?
Yeah, I've
played. That's pretty much how it is. Yeah.
True. Yeah, like the Ace is still the cut down king because he was getting cut down in Forza.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, it was real like Nox and I were like we kept battling for first and second place. And there's Ace kind of in the back, just yelling at us, you guys are cheating. You guys got modded Xboxes. There's no way your cards are faster than mine. And then And then he goes, okay, the next race, we're going to do any class. Just pick your car. Okay, I'm going to pick my car. He picked a supercar. Knox and I, we both picked racing cars. And we just, like, the race started off and we just left Ace in the dust.
Dang. Wow. That's crazy. I bet he's yelling at his choice of listening device right now, if he's listening.
Yeah, he's probably saying, Knox it in his modded Xbox. He's cheap.
That's ace for you.
I did also get to play a little bit of Battlefield 3. I got it on day one, popped it in, got into a match, was in there for about 5 minutes before the servers kicked me out. And then I was not able to get into a match the rest of the night.
Wow.
Because there was apparently a problem with the 360 servers. And, I know the next day I played one match and it was fine. I actually got a full match in. I'll tell you what, that game's fun. Like just running down the battlefield, coming up over a hill, seeing jets fighting above your head, and then you see a tank barrel point in your direction. I love it. I freaking love it.
Yeah, and sold pretty well. I think over 5 million first week.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Call of Duty will end up doing that first night.
There's two guys I work with, you know, they're anti-Battlefield and pro Call of Duty. Like one guy he keeps telling me, "So, are you sorry you wasted your money yet?" I said, "Nope, not at all." And he's like, "Oh, today he was like, oh, just one more week. Can't wait. I said, "I can." So.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm picking up Modern Warfare 3 or not. I am not.
I'm going to gamefly it. And just for the story, might play a little bit of matches, realizing I don't like arcadey that much, or that kind of arcadey that much. Which they think Battlefield is arcadey and Call of Duty is more realistic, which is wrong.
Yeah, even I'll say that. I'm not a Battlefield fan, so.
And their biggest defense about Battlefield is arcadey is because when you press the knife button, it takes 3 seconds to knife somebody. Well, for one, you gotta unsnap the knife, pull it out, and then stab the dude. And in Call of Duty. It's just basically like always in your hand, and you slash at the guy. You don't stab him. You just slash his face. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, they're two different games. You can't really compare them too much. I mean,
EA and Affinity Ward are.
Yeah, I guess so. But I just know Battlefield's not my type of game. I like the Call of Duty style games, but I just don't know if I'm gonna play if I'm gonna actually play it or not. I haven't played much of Gears, but I have a lot more time now, so that may change.
Let's see, I didn't watch any movies. I didn't pick up last week's comics, but I can talk about the week before.
Alrighty.
Which was Batman and Justice League. Both of them were second issue. I like the Justice League. It was good. I'm trying to think of the story. It was so long ago. Batman and Green Lantern were fighting Superman.
Whoa.
Because Superman thought that, well, in issue one, there was like a robot attacking like multiple cities around the world, or like, you know, multiple robots. And Batman and Green Lantern defeated one and got like its energy cell or whatever it was, like its data core. And they were going to go to another alien that they know of, which was Superman. And then Superman saw them with the data cube and then thought that, hey, they must be the ones responsible for them. So they're all fighting. Green Lantern calls up the Flash. The Flash comes in and just starts hitting on Superman. And then Superman just basically flicks his finger at the Flash and he goes flying. And that's basically it. Like they've now come to the realization that they're all on the same side. Still waiting for the introduction of Wonder Woman and Aquaman, but...
Aquaman, really?
They've changed his powers. Apparently, like, in, like, issue one of Aquaman, I haven't read it, but I've seen a screen of it. And a panel, that's it. And somebody even made the comment, like, in the comics, like, oh, Aquaman just talks to fish. Aquaman's response was, I don't talk to fish, I force them to do what I want them to do.
It's interesting.
So that kind of changes his power a bit to be more badass. Like, no, I don't ask the fish to help me, I make the fish my bitch.
That kind of makes him seem kind of, like, force them, that kind of makes him seem like a villain almost. You know, PETA's probably going to have some issues with that.
What, people eating tasty animals?
Yeah. for our listeners, Stuart just learned that was an actual thing.
Oh no, I've heard it before. Just
oh, like you have.
I really like that shirt though.
Oh yeah, that definitely. But so what else?
I don't remember Batman issue 2, other than him falling out of Wayne Manor, like out of Wayne Tower from the top. I don't remember. It was a lot of backstory on Gotham, which was really kind of cool. But that's all I can remember from that. Oh yeah, no, I do remember something. Apparently, there's like the Legion of the Owls, which is some secret society in Gotham that Batman looked into like when he first started being a vigilante, but couldn't find anything on him. So he just, you know, kind of toss them aside, like, oh, they don't exist. They're just a rumor. They don't actually exist. Apparently they do. And Bruce is in denial. Like, oh, no, I didn't find them. That means they don't exist.
It's crazy.
Okay, next on my list, TV. Okay, I finished X-Men. Did I finish? No, I watched more of Wolverine and the X-Men. That's getting good.
Oh, I gotta bump that to my top of my queue, I guess.
That's getting good. I'm really kind of surprised. Like I don't really want to ruin the story for you.
Oh, please don't. I'll definitely watch that.
I'll just say like Xavier's there, but he's not there at the same time. Okay, and I got one more thing on my list. Books. I've been listening to... Okay, I've been really in like a Star Wars kind of mood. So, like ever since the From Page to Screen Star Wars episode, I've been just all about Star Wars. I've watched all of the movies except for episode 1, which I have on VHS, but I don't have a VCR. So I've watched all 4 episodes. It's just all 5 episodes. No, hold on. Yes, 5.
There's 6. Yeah.
Yes, all but episode 1. I had to count. Can't do math. But yes, I actually put in an Xbox One game, which was Battlefront 2, and I want them to make a Battlefront 3, because I just want updated controls and graphics and different story. But other than that, Battlefront 2 is still kind of fun. I also restarted playing Knights of the Old Republic 1. I bought that on Steam. So I'm playing it on the computer and closing my eyes and kind of pretending that all the NPCs in the city are other players and I'm playing Tor. Because, you know, it does kind of control like an MMO. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to December 20th so I can get the Old Republic. Can't fucking wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to... I don't know about that. I'm on the edge, you know.
Well, you should play an MMO to make sure you like them. Like, for instance... DC Universe Online, which I have not played yet. But as of this recording, today, this recording, it is free.
Wow.
So, I expect to see you guys online. If it's good, I don't know. I don't know if it's actually good.
Well, see, that's the thing. I have a PS3.
Is it free on the PS3 as well?
I have no clue, honestly. But I don't know. I'd probably end up playing it on the PC just because more people, maybe. I don't know. I honestly don't know. All Twitter people must tell us.
Yes.
But yeah, let us know, people, if you're going to be playing DC Universe Online and if you're going to be doing PC or PS3, if it is PS3. I assume it would be.
Maybe you still have to buy the game, but there's not a monthly subscription anymore. That may be it.
I think I heard that if you did buy the game, you get to have their premium service.
Yeah, there's like three tiers.
Yeah, so
like one is completely free. One you unlock after you spend like $5, and the other one is you're still paying. So, and that is kind of the way that most free to play MMOs have gone. So, kind of back to the from page to screen Star Wars episode. I forget who it was. I'm sorry. From Truthfully Geeking, but he started talking about the Star Wars Legacy of the Force books, and they are on Audible, and I listened to the first two books. I'm on the third one right now because they're only like 6 hours long, and I work for 8 hours, and I can blow through one in about a day, but they're $20 a piece.
Cool. Ouch.
So I'm kind of trying to slow down. Not trying to go through one in a day. Maybe go through one in a week. Maybe a week and a half.
Because you still got podcasts to listen to as well.
True. So that's taking it. So I listen to podcasts. And once I'm done with that for the day, I go straight into my audiobook. And sometimes I don't listen to all the podcasts for that day. So that works out for me great. But it's very good. It's what it's about. It's about... it takes place after the movies, like I want to say maybe 20 years after the movies, maybe a little more than that, because Luke and Han and Leia, they all have kids, and their kids are also Jedis, so, and like the Jedi Academy is back up and running, and there's another civil war kind of in the midst, so it's good. I enjoy it. See, what else have I done? Oh yeah, I got one more thing, and then I promise I'm done. And then William, you can go. It's your turn.
I'll keep going as long as you have something to talk about.
Last Friday, the day when I got my keys and the keys from my apartment, and I really kind of needed my phone, something happened to my phone, and then it went into an endless reboot, which means that whenever that my phone would just reboot. It would say droid really loud. It would go to the droid eye, and then it would just start all over again.
Well, it knows you love that. You love it going droid, so.
Yeah, and so did my coworkers. Let me tell you about that. And I pulled the battery out, put it back in. It would just endless reboot and in a constant loop. It was very annoying. So I was able to get into trying to boot it up in safe mode, which is really hard to do, by the way. That didn't work either. So what I had to do was basically, like, if you try to start up your PC and you press like F12 and go like the, I forget what that's like the BIOS page or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do to my iPhone, and had to reset it that way. So I had to completely wipe my phone and then reactivate it.
Ooh, that sucks.
So, one, my phone was working a lot faster now. I remember why I liked it when I first bought it. Because it works great now. No, it doesn't have all that junk on there.
Well, did you have your apps installed to, like, the SD card, or?
I thought I did.
Sometimes you gotta just go in and, you know, settings, manage applications and
say and move check. to and move to SD.
Yeah,
I've done that. I did that, but they weren't there. But yet my SD card is still full.
Huh.
So I don't know. So I'm in the process of downloading all the apps again, which some of them got updated, but didn't let me know. So.
Well, you can, what's it called? You can go to the marketplace and you can have
I do that about once a week.
No, sometimes. I mean, you can click on the app, you know, under my apps, you go to my apps and then you click on the app and there's a setting that says automatic update.
Automatic update.
Yeah.
But it just didn't happen.
Huh. I don't know. Maybe it's because something was weird with your phone, but.
Well, like the past month on my phone, there was a little thing in the, what is it called? The toolbar or whatever that is at the top.
Notification bar.
That's it. It kept saying that my phone was full, that my memory's low. But I go look at my memory, and it was fine. You know, I'd barely used any of it, like on the phone itself. So, and that it just wasn't going away. Now it's gone, and my phone works fast now.
Hmm. Well, that's a good thing. I don't know if you saw my tweet. The gingerbread update for your phone is out.
I know it is. I don't have it.
Have you tried to have it search for it?
Oh yeah, like when I first reset my phone, that was the first thing I did.
Hmm.
Like before I even activated the phone, that was the first thing I did.
That's weird because the update came out in September, so I don't know. Maybe you should get Verizon a call and ask them about that.
I don't know. I'll have to ask Blue. Blue has the same phone I did, right? Is it the Blue or Patriot? I can't remember.
It's Blue. Patriot. Okay. I don't think he's ever upgraded to an Android. I think he said he was, but I think he... I don't know. But anyways, yeah, it's Blue.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Blue about that.
Yeah. I'll do some research and see about that. And if I find anything, I'll send you a link. But yeah, gingerbread's awesome. I love it.
Well, I have got to go to the Verizon store tomorrow anyway because I've got to pick up a new charger cord because one, I want to have two, one at work and one at home.
Oh, you're going to Verizon to do that? Ouch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's okay. Where I moved, I am close to fucking everything. Walmart.
That's great.
Walmart is right across the street. Richmond Mall, which is, you know, where I live, that's right across the street as well. Best Buy, next door to that. And the Verizon store is in front of Best Buy, so I'm in the heart of everything where I live. I can walk everywhere.
Yeah, I just mean, you know, you could get it online a lot cheaper unless you just can't wait. I mean,
I'm not a very patient person. If I can go to the store and buy something, I'd rather do that.
Okay, because I'm just saying, I googled, you know, enjoyed incredible charge cable and found one for $1.45 free shipping. Just saying, Amazon's awesome. I wish they would sponsor us because I love them so much.
Well, here's something also. I don't know my address yet because don't tell anybody. I haven't signed the lease papers. I'm still living here for free.
Ooh, nice. And you're a squatter.
Like I was given the keys. But the office manager, apparently the computers were down here, so she won't be here till tomorrow, and I got the keys Friday. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so I've been living here since Friday for free.
Nice.
Meaning I have not paid for electricity. I have not paid for anything yet.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
Yep. Oops.
Droid Incredible Gingerbread Manual Download Instructions. If this is anything, I may forward this to you later. But, so
that is it.
Your phone now? You're liking
your
phone
now? I am liking my phone all over again.
Awesome. And I guess, you know, I'll talk about my phone. I didn't have my new phone when we last recorded, did we? No, I didn't. My phone, I got the Galaxy S2. First off, I just realized this is my very first Samsung phone, so that's something, I guess. It's incredible. I'm loving it. It's by far, I think it's the best, one of the best phones out there, like, at all. I mean, let's see. I was planning on doing some stuff, you know, for the site, but then I was like, you know, I now, just don't have time.
Where's that unboxing video?
Well, you see, I was planning on doing that, and then I remembered the only video capturing, like, video recorder I have was from my other phone. And, you know, I don't have a camcorder or anything, you know,
So what you do is you buy a cheap-ass webcam, put it back in the box, and then unbox it again.
I mean, there's just tons of people who have already done unboxing videos way better than I could. And, I mean, all it is all it came with was the USB cable, the little adapter for the wall adapter. What was it? Came with, you know, the manual, start guides, all that. Came with, it said $10 for Samsung's Media Hub, which is their on-demand service for, like, TVs and movies. And it said $10, but when I entered it, it was $25. So I've been downloading some TV shows on that and watching it. And it came with a really good pair of like earbuds. Like, it was a way better pair than I've owned before, so I'm definitely happy about that. I got an adapter so I can hook it up to an HDMI cable so it can output on a TV. So,
well, how does that work? Does your phone kind of show up on the screen?
Yes, it does.
That's kind of weird.
It is, but, you know, once the videos or whatever, pictures or whatever starts showing up, it automatically, you know, I guess converts it or figures it out. And because, you know, it's standard, you know, portrait mode when you're not in videos. So it does look a bit weird, but.
So you have to stand on your head just to see on the screen?
No, I don't understand what you're saying there, but
you hold your phone in portrait mode, that would be like if you turn your TV on its side, right?
No, it's just in the middle of the TV, like, okay, the outline of the, but it like whenever you're playing something, I actually tried playing a game and seeing if that worked. It does, so that's kind of cool. But when you have something that does landscape, you know, it basically fixes it, you know.
Okay.
Takes advantage of the full, which it not bad. I mean, the cable I got from Amazon, it wasn't like anything name brand or, you know, like a Samsung official cable, but it, you know, so there are some times where it disconnects for a couple seconds and reconnects, so I really don't care about that because doesn't, you know, it saved me $40, so.
Yeah, my phone can do that, but I don't have the cable to do that with, so I've not done it.
Yeah, does your phone have the HDMI, the actual HDMI slot?
There's something for TV out. I don't know.
I haven't seen a what's it called, a Droid Incredible in a while. Last time I probably saw was when it came out, and I watched the unboxing and then the review.
Well, now what you need to do is you need to get an HDMI capture equipment, and you can do reviews for Android apps.
I never thought about that. That's really an awesome deal. But yeah, if your phone does have the mini HDMI, here's a cable for $2, gold plated even. Ooh. I don't get what the gold plated is about on cables, you know? Do you understand?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a thing. I mean, you can buy them at Walmart, and they're, like, way expensive.
Well, what's the deal with gold plated teeth? I mean, it's just, you know, people's fascination with gold.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, this it says list price on Amazon $59.99, which if you bought this at Walmart, it would probably be $59.99 at Walmart, but $2 on Amazon, because Amazon's just awesome like that. But But yeah, it's just a HDMI to mini HDMI. That's if yours has the mini HDMI. I'll look that up and let you know before we end the show.
Oh no, I'll look on my phone right now. I've got something for TV out.
But yeah, my phone's really awesome. I'm truly loving it. It's super fast. I guess I can quickly talk about the specs, maybe, if people are interested in that. It's a dual core, 1.5 gigahertz dual core, has a 4.5 2-inch screen. Nice big screen, very thin, feels, I mean, just feels great, you know, by itself, but case to help protect it from any damage that it may occur, which so far I have not dropped it. Knock on wood. But, yeah, I had the original, or I had one of the very first Android phones, so I wasn't able to, you know, the hardware capabilities for that just wasn't there for, like, even just the Froyo, you know, like the Flash, like Adobe Flash and all that stuff, didn't have that. So I'm loving having a phone that can actually do stuff, and I've got so many games and stuff, and it's awesome. I love this phone.
Speaking of Android games, I meant to ask you. You sent me a tweet the other day about a certain Android game that you found.
Was it the Doctor Who one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I found two.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what the other one was, but one was like a maze. It was like Doctor Who maze.
That's the one I have. Yes.
I don't know what the other one was that I found.
I'll look it up right now, but I think they released Oh, you're going to look it up on your phone?
Yeah, I'm across the room looking it up right now.
Versus having the actual phone with you, I mean.
Well, I am running out of outlets on that side of the room. So I've got to charge my phone on the other side of the room.
You can't hook it up to your computer?
I'm also out of USB ports.
Wow. sounds like you need to get the TARDIS USB hub.
I do.
That's just the perfect excuse to grab it, I think. But no, the Doctor Who, the Mazes of Time is the only official game.
Yeah, it wasn't official, but it was a Doctor Who game.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the stuff from the BBC World, and they got some Top Gear stuff.
Doctor Who, the Suntaran games. I don't think that's a book.
Did you buy a book?
No, it was a book. I didn't buy it. It was.
Oh, okay.
It just said Doctor Who Suntaran games.
Yeah, but it's an interesting game. That Doctor Who game, very interesting.
I only played through like the first level.
Oh, that's like 2 seconds long though.
It was.
But you know, it's more Doctor Who. It's something to get me through till Christmas. Hopefully they put out more games on Android. That'd be kind of cool. I definitely wouldn't mind that, considering next year's going to be a long, long year with very little Doctor Who. But, I mean, I've accumulated a bunch of games that I was not able to play because my phone was so crappy and old.
Like and, Fruit Ninja.
Yes, well, yes. Amazon has the free app a day. And I check every day, and there's some good games. Like, they had Peggle and Plants vs. Zombies, Fruit Ninjas, World Series of Poker. They had a game called Symphony of Eternity, I think. I'm not sure if that's the whole name or not, but Symphony of Eternity is an actual, like, really good RPG that really works well. I mean, there's no, like, on-screen joystick, you just, you know, basically just move your thumb the direction you want him to go, and it's a really good game. It reminds me of the classic or the old school, like Game Boy RPGs or Nintendo RPGs, you know, the old 8-bit type goodness.
Yeah.
Then Field Runners HD, and then G-Grave Defense, couple tower defense games. So I've been doing that. There's an app called Appy Geek, which basically is kind of a – there's different topics. Like you could have video games, or you could have 360 or science, or just a variety of different things, and it pulls like anything related, you know, anything major related to those. And it's a pretty cool little news aggregator. I've just been having fun with this phone. I'm loving it. I truly am. But I guess, let's see, what else besides... I was talking about specs, wasn't I? Real quick, has a 8-megapixel camera, 1080p video, HD video. 2-megapixel front-facing camera, which I still need a...
Does it matter? Do you have 1080p on such a small screen?
I can hook it up to my anything I record in 1080p HD. I can hook up to my TV and watch.
Okay, but on the screen itself on the phone, does that? I don't think that really matters.
Oh no, it doesn't. I mean, but it can. The video recorder is 1080p. So okay. you can record stuff and watch it in high def on your big TV.
I understand.
Nice
that.
TV. Yeah. Which I've tried, and it's pretty cool. Podcast, of course, listen to on there. It's got 5.1 when you have headphones on. Not sure how that works, but it's pretty interesting. It's good.
Your phone is capable of 5.1 surround sound
with headphones on. Yeah, I guess it's virtual.
Okay,
but still, that's pretty
virtual. 5.1.
That's still pretty cool, I think. And let's see what else. The battery lasts forever. I mean,
that makes me jealous. I have to charge mine at noon.
Moderate use. While I was working, you know, like working, and I was always on my phone checking Twitter and just messing around and stuff. And when I got off work, basically 12 hours before, a little more than 12 hours before it goes completely to, you know, zero. So I got to say that, you know, and that's also counting listening to podcast on it and stuff like that. So it's impressive.
That makes me jealous. And I usually take my phone off the charger about 7 o'clock. Then after I have to charge it again at noon. But then again, I'm also using it to listen to podcasts.
And you're by a computer a lot too, so you can charge it while you're.
Yes, I mean it's not that I can't charge it. It's just that I have to.
Yeah, that's true. But this has a 1850 milliamp battery. I think it's like the largest like that a phone has at the moment. So that's something. I'm not sure what your phone has.
Terrible battery.
Yeah, but you know, 12 hours with, you know, listening to a couple hours of podcast and surfing the web and doing all the stuff the phones, you know, that I do on my phone. I think it's pretty good. I just love the screen. The screen's just nice and large. And okay, I pulled up Droid Incredible specs. Your battery has a 1300 milliamp, and mine has a 1850. So
I have no idea what that means.
1300, 1850. That's what, 550 more. So that's like almost 50% more, I guess. Kinda, yeah. But anyways, yeah. I guess enough talking about my phone. I just been wanting to talk about this for so long. I just love it. This is definitely why I love Android, and why I stuck with it even when I had a crappy phone.
I think I'm gonna go. My next phone is going to be an iPhone.
If you say so.
And I'll tell you what, that link that I just sent you is a perfect reason why.
I've heard that doesn't work as well, or Siri doesn't work as well as, you know, I've heard a lot of problems with Siri as well as, you know, some cool stuff. I've heard it can do some cool stuff, but did you ever see the link I sent you? Or the link I tweeted about the Siri kind of program for Android?
No.
It's called Iris. It's Siri backwards.
Yeah.
And someone created it within like 8 hours of, you know, at Siri being announced. And it's in its alpha stage, but it's pretty cool. It can do a lot of stuff, and you can ask it stuff, and it can, you know, it's pretty funny.
Have you listened to? It wasn't the last episode of the Nerdist with Veronica Belmont, but the one before that.
Yeah, I did.
For those of you who haven't heard it, Chris Hardwick takes Siri, and goes, Siri, fuck. And then it comes back, you have 12.
Yeah.
I mean, a big kick out of that.
They also talked about some of the problems that, you know, they've heard and that it's had. But, I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in a year with the mobile phones. It's just going to be crazy. I don't know who will be on top. But I've used this Iris. And yeah. I've used this Iris program, and it's pretty cool. I like it. It's not as advanced because, you know, it's like one person doing it, and he's now starting to get support, so he's added a lot more stuff to it. But it's definitely, you know, if this program does evolve into something as, you know, like Siri, then that's cool.
I'll especially check it since out.
It's free. Like it has a sense of humor too, or I asked it, when are you going to get an update? And it said, like, you will not live long enough to see that, and stuff like that.
That's kind of,
yeah.
That's sad at the same time.
And I can't remember the way I worded a question. I said something about like, who is the doctor, or something about the doctor. It a lot of the time it'll pop up some old race car driver like in the 70s or something like that, but I worded it in some fashion and it said the doctor is just the doctor, so I enjoyed that.
What is the doctor's name?
Something like that, but like I said, a lot of the times it'll pop up some race car driver from the 70s or Italian race car driver or something weird. I don't know. But as far as a program, you know, created, you know, in like 8 hours and in an alpha form, it's pretty interesting. So I definitely give it a try. But I guess that's enough of the phone talk. Trying to find some place to set my phone down. I guess, let's see, movies. I saw Captain America. Really enjoyed it. Really good movie.
I still haven't seen that one yet.
It's at Redbox, so I definitely, actually, I have the Redbox app, and I reserved it as soon as I saw that it, someone had, like, you know, I kept checking constantly because it kept saying it was out. And when I finally saw it was there, I reserved it and then was able to just go pick it up from my red box. And so I love that. I love that fact that you can reserve them so no one else can grab them before you can get there.
I've only used Redbox once. And that was for Duke Nukem. So that was not a very good experience.
This is my second time. I used it for Thor and then now for Captain America, which I love both of those movies. I really do. And I'm just totally going to – I'm just in a geek fest right now because I can't wait for the Avengers.
I did see the teaser for the Avengers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It looks good. It looks, you know, from what I know of the original Avengers, it looks good. Like, it looks like, yeah, that's kind of how they were. So,
and it's directed by a genius.
Yes, of course. Well, it was written by him.
Yeah, that too. The script was written, and it's directed by Joss Whedon.
Well, have you heard who the baddies are going to be? No. Other than Loki, they haven't announced it. But the rumor right now is the Skrull.
Oh my God!
How awesome would that be?
Like Super Skrull, or
yeah, like his race.
Oh. Oh, so it would be like the Skrull Wars, or
it was a secret invasion.
Oh,
but the Skrulls have been around since I think like the 70s, but they really became apparent, like really kind of upfront during the secret invasion, which was, I want to say, early 2000s, late 90s. I could totally be wrong. It could be more current, but
wow, that's crazy. Oh, I want to see that so badly. Next year, there's three movies I know of that I just got to see in theaters. That's Spider-Man, yes. Avengers,
yes,
Dark Knight Rises,
yes.
Those three movies. If 2012 does happen and the world does end in December 2012, then I'll be happy after seeing those three movies.
Hey, we have actually it's supposed to end December 2011, but you know what? We've already passed two doomsdays.
Well, there's a few months ago that some crazy guy saying the world was going to end too.
Yeah, and then he said, "Nope, I was wrong. That's not. It's actually in August."
Yeah,
and guess then, what? That passed too.
And you're forgetting Y2K.
Yes, Y2K.
That was another one that didn't happen, so, you know, I guess we're just awesome. We're just surviving all these doomsdays.
I think the only thing that my mom did for, like, the Y2K thing was buy powdered milk, which that in itself was dumb, because, like, Y2K was supposed to affect computers. Because, like, was I going to crash computers, not affect only cows?
The nukes were going to be, like, ejected or weird shit like that, people were saying too. Bombs were gonna, I don't know, everything was gonna go crazy.
The bank is gonna think that it's 1990 and we're not gonna have any money.
Well, then obviously the programmers didn't do their jobs right. And but yeah,
if you program the computer, you're right, it would.
But yeah, so that's just crazy. Let's see. Yeah, Captain America, really good. I paid the $1.50 for Blu-ray because it's Blu-ray.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Speaking of the red box,
I was gonna say,
or the price. I guess if you do it online, and I'm sure through the app too, since the app is kind of online, for the next month you'll get the dollar prices. But if you just go there and pick them up, they're gonna be $1.20.
No, if you go there, it'll be, for the first day, it'll be a dollar. But then each consecutive day, it'll be the $1.20. That's what it's going to be this month.
Oh, that's what it's going to be. Okay.
It
was confusing when I was reading it, but
at least that's what the news said on when that happened. Like, my local news picked that up, and that's what they said.
Oh, I thought it was going to be $1.20 instead of a dollar. I don't know.
Yeah, $1.20 for each consecutive day. The first day is still a dollar.
Okay, I'm googling that just to make sure, so we don't.
Yeah.
I haven't used Redbox much. I remember, it was the Redbox I was returning Thor to. Wasn't working, and I was tweeting people. I was like, I don't know what to do, it's not working. And people were like, oh, you can just take that to any Redbox, dummy. And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Like when I picked up Duke Nukem, it was only at one Redbox, which is the farthest one from my house. So when I returned it, I went to the farthest one from my house, because I didn't know you could just drop it off at any one.
Yeah, that seems crazy. I mean,
so like you could actually just empty one red box and put them all into another?
How would they regulate? I mean, how would they keep? I don't understand.
I don't.
Unless technology. Unless they pay somebody who like goes and takes extra movies, or I don't know.
Here's something. I've never seen anybody actually open up a red box and put movies in. Have you?
No, I've never have.
How do they get the movies in? I've never seen like a red box truck.
I don't know. Says right here, Monday we'll see slight increase in pricing for DVD rentals from $1 to $1.20. So far pricing for Blu-rays and $1.50 and video games $2 is staying the same. So your local news was stupid.
It was the news.
Yeah. So I'm reading this from Engadget, which, yeah. But if you, I guess, what is it? Check. I think for like the first month, if you reserve them online, it's like a dollar. You keep the dollar a night or dollar rental price. But after that, I guess it's $1.20, which I don't know. $1.20 doesn't seem too much. But if you think about how many times you're, you know, renting a movie a month, if you rent as much, you know, like if you rent as much as you would from like, say, Netflix, that seems like it would be more, you know?
Yeah.
It would, seems like it's a bigger price increase than what Netflix was. I'm just saying. I tweeted that even, and somebody retweeted. I can't remember who, but let's see. That movie I watched, Horrible Bosses, that was funny. That was a funny movie. You ever heard of that movie?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's hilarious. I would highly recommend it. Funny movie. One of the funniest I've seen this year, easily. Note how I did not say I went to the Red Box and rented that one. I acquired it some other way.
Netflix?
Sure, let's go with that.
Blockbuster?
We don't even have a Blockbuster. I mean, the closest that they used to have one of those machines where the old Blockbuster used to be, but they took those down and now they have like one of those Red Box Blockbuster machines. They have one of those in the grocery store now.
The
in
blue
like
box?
The local grocery store, yeah.
You mean the blue box?
It's a blue box, yes. But well, I guess speaking of that, I was watching what's it called? Hulu, and saw they added like the Graham Norton show.
Oh, they did.
Like the first season or whatever, and
that's cool.
David Tennant was on one of the episodes, so I sat down, I watched that. They did it.
Was it the one with David Tennant and Catherine Tate?
No.
Okay, because I've seen that one.
I think I've seen that one too. I'm not sure. But this one, they had they made their own TARDIS and they had it like on the street corner, and they were, they had a remote where they kept making the noises and stuff. And then they had a phone where they called it and some guy, you know, some guy went in and answered it and they were like, "Hey, could you bring our TARDIS back?" And, They were giving him a hard time, and then they were like, "Okay, press this button," and it started making the noise, and nothing was happening. And then a forklift truck came and picked it up and started. Oh, it was funny. It was a lot funnier than I'm describing, but
that does sound kind of funny.
But yeah, if you got Hulu or if you can watch, I don't know if it's on paid Hulu or regular Hulu, I don't know, but it's on Hulu, so definitely I would suggest watching that episode, if not any, you know. But yeah, that was definitely funny. Look at me transitioning like crazy, and now I just, you know, threw it out the window because I said something. But what else? Video games. Let's see. I turned my Xbox on and I downloaded a bunch of demos. I didn't really play them, but
Have you tried the Dance Central 2 demo?
No, I have that downloaded, but I actually did try a couple of the arcade games, Dungeon Defenders, which I've been looking forward to that game for like over a year. I really have, because they announced that like a long time ago. It was supposed to come out like beginning of this year, and then I hadn't heard of it until it came out. For some reason, they kept postponing it, and then they released it on like Android and I think iPhone. And I have that game. I think it's free on the marketplace.
But it was like the week after Orcs Must Die. It was like the week after that, and it's basically the exact same game.
Yeah,
I think Orcs Must Die looks better.
I haven't played Orcs Must Die, but I really like Dungeon Defenders, and you can play with up to four people. I don't know if you can do that on Orcs Must Die.
I don't think you can.
So,
but I think I have played both the trial versions of both, and I like Orcs Must Die a lot better because it looks better, and I think the traps are cooler.
Yeah, but I see the potential in co-op, and I love co-op, and I've been anticipating this game for about a year because, I mean, a four-player tower defense slash, you know, kind of RPG-ish elements to it. I've been anticipating it, and I'm not going to pick it up because no one else is, sadly. but if it does go on sale, you know, like during the holidays when they have cheap sales and other people pick it up, I'll definitely pick it up, because the only reason why I wanted it to come out was because the co-op, but that was fun. What was it? There was Zombie Apocalypse or something like that, which was a dual stick shooter game, I guess, four player game, co-op two game that came out.
I've not heard of it.
Well, it did, and it was fun. I mean, each of the different characters had different like guns and different special powers you could get every now and then, and you could cycle through them if you were just playing single player, and it was interesting. I mean, I really would say if there was enough people to play these games, I would definitely buy them, because these are really fun games, and I just don't want to buy them and buy co-op games and not have anyone to play co-op with. That's my only issue. I downloaded the Dance Central 2 demo. I downloaded some other Kinect game demo that kind of looked like Child of Eden something. I have no clue what it was. It was Kinect, and it looks interesting. I restarted Gamefly because they, for like $11, I could get two games at a time for the first month. Not sure if I'm going to keep going after that. I may just cancel after this month.
Well, I got the new Spider-Man game from Gamefly, but I've not had a chance to play it yet.
Oh, I'm jealous. I have that on my queue. I got, what was it, Portal 2 for the 360. I have not played the new DLC, and I'd like to play.
I haven't either.
You know, I want to play it because of the achievements and whatnot.
And it's free.
And I'm talking about the full game too. And for the Avatar award.
Yes, my Avatar right now has the Portal gun.
Yeah, so I have to be playing that. And then I got that Gunstringer game.
Oh, really?
I haven't played that yet, but I'll definitely be trying that out tomorrow. And if it's not, you know, I'm just interested in trying it out, and I'm probably going to send it back real quick to try to get something better, you know. Not going to spend too much time with that. Just want to see if it's anything good, because I'm sure Black Friday, that game will be on sale maybe. And if it's anything good, you know. But I'll definitely report on that next week. I never even played the demo of that either, so I have no idea what I'm getting into. let's see, game-wise, nothing else, really. TV, been watching, just finished watching The Walking Dead, the newest one. Really interesting. One of the best episodes, I think. Totally amazing. You haven't jumped on that, have you?
I am on episode 3 of season 1.
So you're halfway done, basically.
I've been there since it came out.
Ah, okay. It's really good. I mean, I read the first issue or whatever paper, whatever they call it.
Well, if it was the first issue, that's one thing. If it was the first volume, that's another thing.
First, I guess, volume. It wasn't like a regular comic. It was like
hardback?
paperback. Like,
was it thick? Was it really thick?
Wasn't that thick, but it was. It was longer than a normal comic book.
Way okay, longer. then it might have been the first issue.
I don't know, but basically it told the like, yeah. I've read part of that. I've decided I'm not gonna continue on. I'm gonna read the rest of the comics like once the series, you know, progresses farther and whatnot, because I want to see how the show plays out before reading the actual comic.
And try to compare the two.
Yeah, because English teacher told me, you know, if there's a movie of it, always try to watch the movie first, because if the movie is better, then, you know, you gave yourself the treat of watching it first, and if the book is better, then you have that to look forward to.
And 9 times out of 10, book's better.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, you've got, but I've always thought of it, I've always took that advice and used it. But let's see, Walking Dead, Dexter's getting good. Dexter's getting really good. What else? Sons of Anarchy. That's also really, really enjoying that. What else? Any other show? Oh, like House. House is also another great show I'm enjoying.
Is he still in jail?
No, he got out.
Okay.
It's very interesting the way everything is now in House.
I don't know. I haven't seen House in a while.
Like, when did you stop? Like,
I never did watch it. Like, you know, like every week, I would catch like an episode here or there.
Okay.
You know, I would watch it like I watch, you know, like those cop serials.
Oh, okay.
You know, like where I feel like I can skip a bunch of episodes and just, you know, oh hey, it's on. I will watch this and not miss a thing.
Yeah, well, the last like last season, there was a big like kind of story, overarching story.
He got Cuddy pregnant.
No, it involved Cuddy, yeah, but no pregnancy there. But it ended crazy where I honestly didn't think they were going to be able to do a new season, but they have, and it's been interesting. It's been really good. Then I've been watching a lot of sitcoms, like How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory. I caught up on the 2 and a Half Men with Ashton Kutcher and
I never did really get into that show.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm a big fan of Charlie Sheen. I don't care what people say. He is funny and entertaining, and that show is just not the same show without Charlie Sheen.
So you were high on the drug that was Charlie Sheen?
Yes, and I was winning because of that. I was winning because I had Tiger Blood. But every time I hear Tiger Blood, I always want a snow cone because of that flavoring.
Yes, I know what you're talking
Tiger
about.
Tiger Blood, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I always want a snow cone. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. But anyways, 2 and a Half Men, then I saw, what was it? Oh, Castle. Been watching Castle, too. That's entertaining. It's nothing spectacular, but it's entertaining. It keeps me going, keeps me interested in watching more. And I'm glad to see Nathan Fillion has a show that's gone on, you know, this long.
Yes.
Bones is about to start up, so I'll be watching that, but a lot of TV. I've been watching a lot of TV. A lot more other random sitcoms, like a bunch of the new ones that were just, you know, this fall, they just came out. Like, there's one called Two Broke Girls. That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing, but I just don't like watching sitcoms that often. I watched a lot of them when I was little. You know, with most of the jokes going way over my head, but
yeah, it seems like sitcoms, you know, from the 90s were entertaining, and then they became crap, and now they're starting to come back. That's what I've kind of noticed. There's actually starting to be some really good sitcoms now. But yeah, and also, what's it called? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, of course.
I cannot watch the show at all.
Half the time it's funny, half the time it's stupid. Like I said before, it just, you know, it's just funny enough to keep me, you know, watching whenever, you know. Oh, there's a new episode this week. I'm bored. I got nothing to do right now. Sure, I'll spend 20 minutes and watch it.
To me, it seems like just like a modern-day Seinfeld. And I didn't really like Seinfeld that much.
It's a bit different from Seinfeld. I got to say that. It's a lot crazier and a lot, like, more mature. A lot more mature.
Yeah, I will say that. It definitely is more mature, but still, it does like, not interest an episode, me at all.
There is an episode where one of the characters, she got, you know, one of the artificially inseminated and she was a surrogate mother, you know, for a gay couple or whatever. And since, you know, that's long and gone, but since she's done that, she's been like on it, right on her taxes, you know, saying she's a mother and all this and that, and then she was getting audited, and then they decided, oh well, we just need to instead of convincing that you have a kid, we need to convince that you don't have a kid anymore. So they faked like a baby's funeral and stuff like it. So there's got some dark, you know, pretty crazy dark moments in it.
Yeah, that does not sound like fun to me at all.
And you
have fun with that. You have fun
the funniness is just how stupid they are. That's the thing. But yeah, that's really not one of my. That's like I said. That's only if I'm like bored and have nothing else to watch or listen, and I run out of podcasts and TV shows. That's like the last resort, basically. I'm sure you have something like that where.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see. That's about it. I'm thinking about picking up the Nerdist Way.
I've been thinking about that too, because it came out today.
Yeah, it did. I don't know if he has an audiobook. I'm sure.
Yeah, he's a podcaster. He's talking about doing it.
Yeah, I think I remember that, but wasn't sure or not if I'd, you know,
it's thought on that out myself. It's on iTunes, I think, but I don't know if it's on Audible or not. I'll look right now.
Yeah, but because that definitely could be useful to me. A productivity book. Yep, it is on Audible. Learn how to get this for $7.49.
Nope, it's $20.99.
You logged in?
Yeah. No, yeah. Yes, I am. I am logged in.
Yeah. Says get your full. I don't have an account, and it says learn how to get this for $7.49. I guess, you know, you get discounts or monthly credits or what. I don't know how it works. I was always confused on.
And there's three ratings, and all three are 5 stars.
Yeah, so that'll definitely be great, because, you know, when you hear about a productivity book, you're kind of like, I don't know. You're not really excited to listen to it or read it, but
I don't know. I want to read or listen to Steptoe's book. Steptoe from Microsoft. Xbox. Yeah.
Isn't he the security guy? Or
yes. Yeah. And his book is like, yes, he is the enforcer. His book is like just stories from Microsoft. So.
Is that on Audible?
It's not out yet.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. When does it come out?
Don't know yet.
So, the Nerdist Way, how to reach the next level in real life. 6 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess 20 bucks isn't too bad for an audiobook. I remember audiobooks used to be expensive back when they were like multiple CDs, you know, or cassettes.
I think $20 is expensive. I bet you right there that's more than the book itself.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I haven't, you know.
It should be cheaper because it's Audible. The only thing they have to pay for is the bandwidth.
Yeah, Amazon, The Nerdist Way is $15, the book.
Yeah, and Audible is an Amazon company.
Really? I never knew that.
It says it right there, Audible.com, in a small print, an Amazon company.
I never pay attention to that. Huh. But I don't know. I mean, you are getting, I guess, you know, you're paying $5 more, basically, for, you know, the audio, you know. Him reading it and whatnot, and I think that's worth it for me anyways. I'd rather have the audio than...
I'll end up getting it.
Yeah, because I just don't like to read. I just don't have time. I have time now, but I just don't like to, you know, actually read when I can have someone read it to me.
I'm the same way. Like, I'll be working. You know what? Just read me a book. I'll love it.
Yeah. Well, I guess Simon Pegg has a book out too that came out in June, because I typed The Nerdist Way and number one is The Nerdist Way and number two is Nerd Do Well, A Small Boy's Journey to Becoming a Big Kid by Simon Pegg.
Yeah, that sounds like something he'd say.
So maybe that'll be the next I get if there's an audio version of that, because I do like Simon Pegg. Yep, there is an audio version of that. But I don't know. That's pretty much about it. For me anyways. I ended up last Tuesday when we recorded, I ended up having to move back home to my dad's. Crazy stuff happened.
Yeah, sound like it really sucked.
Yeah. I don't know if I should say it on the podcast. I mean, I did say it on Twitter, so...
That's totally up to you. That's your thing. That's...
Well, I got in an argument with... I was living with my brother, and I was kind of treated like shit, you know, the whole time, but I was just, you know, I'm not a confrontation... You know, I don't like confrontation. I don't, you know... I'm just one of those easygoing type of people, so I was just, you know... Just ignoring it and whatnot and putting up with it. And then Monday night, not this past Monday, but what was it? What was the date? The 24th? Yes, the 24th, because yesterday was Halloween. Duh. 24th, I, you know, kind of started to try to, you know, put my foot down because he wanted to watch a movie where, you know, I basically was sleeping at 11:30 at night. So, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour long movie. I had work the next morning. That's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Not unreasonable, you know.
No.
And so I started saying stuff and he just went crazy and just attacked me. And basically, you know, I guess the technical term is assaulted me. And ended up avoiding him, not talking to him. Luckily, my dad came down came up the next day. We took all my stuff. I had to go to the ER Tuesday night. Turned out I had a mild concussion. Had to go to the doctor the next day to check back. He gave me some stuff for it. Some, not painkillers, but there's some kind of medicine for like super advanced headaches. I don't know. I never heard of it, but, and I tasted the pill just to make sure, you know, I licked it first to make sure it wasn't just some stupid sugar pill, because it did not taste like sugar, so it, you know, placebo was not there. And yeah, I've just been recovering from that, crazy stuff, had to change my whole life yet again. back to the way it was before.
Are you still working at the bookshop? Are you still going to school?
No. I had to. Well, I was online classes.
Okay.
So that, but the bookshop was in like 100 miles away from here. So I had to tell them, you know, hey, this happened, and my boss was very understanding. He really was. That's good. And yeah, definitely good. So that's been my whole drama and mess. So I had a valid excuse for no episode last week, I think.
And I was packing, so.
I mean, being in the emergency room that night.
True, yes.
Yeah.
That is, you know, you could have used, you know, your cell phone, but hey, you know.
Well, they tell you not to use your cell phone when you're in the actual, when you pass those doors into the actual ER room.
Who reads those signs? Those signs are more of an advice. You know, we don't want you to, but you know, we're gonna stop you.
Yeah, and I had to take a like CAT scan or MRI, and you know, the first they made me put on one of those robes or the gowns. They actually made me put one of those on. I couldn't believe that. I really didn't think that was an actual thing.
Oh yeah, I've had to put on one. They itch like crazy because they're paper. If you go to a good one, you get cloth, but not the one that I got.
Yeah, the one I got was cloth, but it looks frightening. It looked old and whatever, but turns out the first MRI machine wasn't working and was broken and took a lot longer than, you know, to get everything figured out since the first one was broken. And I was just laying there with my head in the MRI machine and just like, yeah, just like, okay, what's going on? Yeah. But yeah, and everything, you know, I'm feeling a little better, I guess, like physically better, still shaken up, you know, emotionally.
Yeah, understandably.
But well enough to podcast and, I guess, entertain, ? Our listeners. But yeah, I guess you moved out and I moved back in. Circle of life. I wish I had that sound clip.
It's a circle of life.
I've got it on my phone somewhere as a ringtone. But anyways, I guess, you know, there's going to be some big changes coming up with the Open Forum Radio Network.
Yeah, I don't know what we can say, but something's happening. That's all I know.
Something crazy, awesome, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
We've all had a talk. Stuart wasn't there, but I recorded it for him because I'm awesome like that. And he was able to listen. And
did you talk during any of that, though?
No, I...
Okay, because I never heard your voice.
I said a couple things, yeah, but they, you know, basically when I was going to say something, someone else would talk and, you know...
I know how that is.
By the time I was going to, you know, by the time I was just going to say, you know, screw it, I'm going to say something, they were all like, oh, well, you know...
Bye!
Yeah. So there's going to be another meeting this Friday? ?
Yes.
Third? So I'll
or no.
Voice.
Fourth? Yeah.
I'll voice some of the stuff I did say a couple things, yeah. I did. Can't remember what, but I remember I did say some things and made some points. And they were like, yeah, just like William said, yeah. I typed in the chat.
And of course, people who are listening to this and weren't a part of that conversation have no clue what we're talking about.
Not at all, but you know, they'll see the fruit of our labor, I guess, soon enough. Maybe, I don't know. Isn't that the expression? Yeah,
the fruit of our loins. No, that's not right.
Fruit of the loom.
Fruit of the loom.
Whatever. But I think they added a new podcast to Open Forum Radio Network.
I think that's official.
I heard other podcasts talk about it, so.
Okay, so it is official? Okay, great.
Didn't the Angry Mailman people say that? So if it's not official, they're the ones to get in trouble and not us, because we just heard from them, and no one ever tells us anything, so it's not like we know. I mean,
true. It's not like we get emails.
You know. We're like the black sheep of OFR. And that's the way I see it. I mean, don't you feel the same way?
Not really.
Really?
I mean, I won't say anything. I mean, I've never even talked to the guys from Truthfully Geeking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have at least talked to everybody else.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. It just seems like stuff goes on and without like, it's like, oh, wow. I see stuff announced on Twitter and I'm like, oh, wow. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We're a large community. That's just kind of things going to happen.
Yeah. And this whole thing is maybe we'll change that.
Yeah.
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. I don't know.
It will. Gotta be positive. It will.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just trying not to give things away. Trying to stay mysterious.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, so where do we go from here? Because there's really we've just been talking about ourselves and there's really no major topics like
news. Do you want to do a question of the week?
Sure. Let's do question of the week.
Okay.
We have had some responses. I think
we've had more than you think.
Google Plus, we had a bunch, didn't we?
We've had things from all three of our social media places.
Because I got
Twitter,
emails,
Facebook, and Google Plus.
I got emails about stuff, you know, about people like replying to the question, and I'm thinking, wait, where the heck is this? This isn't Facebook or Twitter. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, Google Plus exists. I totally forgot about Google Plus, which I started using again. So yeah, but let's ahead.
If I can remember this week's question. If you were locked in a room for 1 month and you could have one geeky thing, what would it be? And I'm totally surprised this never turned dirty.
Yeah.
I was totally expecting this to go dirty.
What would yours be?
Mine would be my computer.
No, we gotta have some guidelines.
And Steam. Okay, I would have my computer with Steam.
So you would have access to power?
Yes.
In this room?
Yes.
And say like food
Someone did ask that question, and I think it was Devious Mr. Matt who asked that, and I said yes. There you do have access to power if you need it for that one geeky thing.
And the food would be in the room would be like stocked with like food and stuff, so you wouldn't
you would be able to survive. It's just you can't leave the room.
Okay. Mine would what would mine be? Let's see. This is a tough one. I would probably say, I guess my computer. Yeah. My computer and my headset. Yeah. If I can do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everything's on, you know, everything. Computer, you know, Steam's on it already, and you know, Twitter and emails and Skype, and I would just need my headset, not for my purpose, because you know my laptop has a mic and has a mic on it, but I think for other people, I just want to be considerate and not have them be like, oh God, I can hear, you know, whatever.
What other people? You're alone in this room.
Well, I could Skype out. How would I do the podcast? You know, how would I do the podcast? I would have to.
True. But,
you know, because.
True.
I mean, we do go up to 2 weeks without podcasting, but that's basically been the longest hiatus we've had in a while.
Yeah, there was one a while back. It was 3 weeks. It was bad. Like, had the third week, we were like, I gotta talk to somebody. Record something.
Oh, not this past summer, but the last summer before, we almost quit. That was even worse. But we didn't. So, yeah.
Sorry, we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. making your ears bleed since 2000, what, 9, 8, 10?
Oh, I graduated college in 2009.
I don't know.
And I've done a podcast since then. I've started a podcast and quit a podcast since then. So.
Okay, yeah, it was early 2010. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we had the idea about it in end of nine. I don't know. But anyways.
Stuff.
Stuff, words, noises.
Ideas.
Gibberish.
Okay. See. Here's people. Deshane Vox on Twitter said, "My Kindle. If I ran out of material to read, I could always download another book."
Well, see, you got the Kindle app on your on a computer, so.
True, you do.
Yeah.
Divas Mr. Matt, my HTC Incredible. New app every day from Amazon, internet, music, movies, Twitter, and lots of games, and make calls to order pizza.
Awesome.
Phidias, also from Twitter, says, "I would bring a lightsaber and cut the door open just like Qui-Gon Jinn." That's the only one that actually says to escape the room. Everyone just, you know, is just going to sit down and take it. Nope, Phidias is going to get out.
Well, why would you, if you don't have to worry about food and, I guess, bills and all that for a month, why the hell would you want to leave? If you could get quality, like, gaming time and entertainment. And
that's kind of true.
That's like a paradise. That's like vacation.
That's kind of true.
The way I look at it, I wouldn't want to leave. It's like, okay, it's been a month. Really? It has? Are you sure?
No, it's only been a week. You know what you're talking about. Bill Worley from Facebook. Also, he said, "My phone." Bill is also blanking on name. OFR guy.
Vlads?
Yes, Vlads. Thank you. I almost said Patriot. I'm like, nope, that's Matt. Sorry.
Now we know why we're the black sheep of the network.
Well, there's just so many names to remember. Okay. Scarfinger Hoodrich. Guess who that is? On Google Plus said, "Too easy. A computer with WoW." That's all he said.
Awesome.
Anthony Alex on Facebook said, "My wife's iTouch." Not his own iTouch, but his wife's iTouch. I would like to point that out. He would steal his wife's iTouch. Shame on you.
And it's iPod Touch, not iTouch. I don't know why. That irritates me.
He said iTouch.
I know, but I'm just saying. someone pointed that out to me. I used to call it the iTouch, and then someone was like, "No, it's not iTouch. It's the iPod Touch." And ever since then, it's just, it just gets to me, you know? OCD and all.
Okay, Matthew White on Google Plus said, "Well, that would depend on if that room had Wi-Fi or even a hardline internet connection. If not, it would be like that Twilight Zone episode, time enough at last."
So it does have a Wi-Fi or hardline connection, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
See, he goes on and say, starring that guy who played Mickey in the Rocky films.
Yeah. Because if it didn't, I would change my answer to my phone.
That's that episode where, like, the guy, like everybody in the world just kind of disappears, and, like, his glasses break, and he can't see without his glasses. I think that's that episode.
They made fun of that on Family Guy, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of how I know
his glasses broke, and he was like, "Oh, well, at least there's Braille," and then his finger or his hands fall off.
Yeah, and then his eyes fall off.
Yeah.
Vic Joe on Google Plus said, "It would have to be my iPad, mainly for the music and some news, as well as Netflix."
All on a computer. All accessible on a computer.
also an iPad. So
I'm just justifying our answers. You know, basically everything everyone said you can do on, you know, a regular computer or laptop or whatever.
True, yes. Okay, next week's question, because we will have a show next week, I promise.
We will.
Next week's question, name a popular movie and a popular video game that everybody else liked, but you don't like yourself.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Movie and game, people. Remember that.
Two things,
not just one thing. Unless it's a, like, a movie and a game.
Movie tie-in game.
Yeah.
Which,
so,
I don't know. I was trying to think of one that everybody liked, but I don't know. Nobody liked any movie tie-in games.
Oh, Wolverine.
That wasn't a movie tie-in game. Oh, yes, I guess it was. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Which I only thought of that because I saw it in your tweet, a day yesterday or whatever, with your collection of games.
Oh, no, actually, that was X-Men 3.
Oh, okay.
But yes, yes.
I saw Wolverine on the cover, and I figured it was, hell, you got X-Men 3, the game?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
I just assumed it was Wolverine, because everybody loved that game.
I know.
I didn't think, you
know. But nope, it's X-Men 3.
Wow. Alrighty.
And since I don't sell games, I keep everything I buy. And my games are in alphabetical order, because I was able to do that since I moved. X-Men was last, so.
Ah, gotcha. Alrighty. So that's the question next week. Feedback, people. First off, we have the iPhone app that can be found on the podcast box app, right? Isn't that the name of the app? Yeah, okay.
I forget the name of the app, but yes, something like that.
I think it's the podcast box app. Just search Geeks FTW and that app will pop up. It's $1.99, bonus content. None of this week, but we will have some next week. We will make sure we'll have some good stuff next week. The Android app is not on the Android marketplace for some reason. We are looking into that, but it is on the Amazon Android App Store. So you can pick that up. And if you have an Android phone and you don't have the Amazon App Store, you're dumb because they give away a free app every day. And half the time, they're really good apps.
It's true.
I've accumulated like 100 apps. I don't have them all downloaded, but I've accumulated 100 that I thought maybe I'll use, you know, eventually or want. And I got a lot of decent games from that too. So, you know, you can answer our Geek Question of the Week by Facebook, Twitter, or Google+, or email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. Voice line is 1-347-GEEK-FTW. That's 1-347-433-5389. And we do have a bunch of voicemails.
Yes. Did you hear that, Anthony?
To make this super long podcast even longer.
We do, yes. Okay. And this one is a month old to the day.
This is the one Anthony was saying that I did not put up because he didn't put up mine or whatever, and right?
Yes.
And he made it seem like he had done like multiple ones, but there was just this one, right?
Yes. At the time.
Yes. At the time.
At the time it was just this one.
So, yeah. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying.
All right. Here it is.
What's up, geeks? It's Anthony Alex, out on the mail route, October 1st today. And just going to give you all another voicemail. Shouts our guys out. Y'all still doing good work. Also, this morning, I believe I checked Facebook, and it looks like Fadios. Maybe his house got broken into, is what it looks like, or whatever. So y'all keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers. You know, that's got to be a tough time. I haven't been through that, but it's got to be a tough time. So shout out Fadios, and y'all take it easy. See you guys.
And I would like to mention that Google Transcript got none of that right.
Oh yeah, we were supposed to read them beforehand. So I guess, do you want to read it?
Okay, you just listen to it. This is what the transcript says. What's up, the geeks? Right now, it's Al Mailman Route. Also, first day, and see you on the voicemail. Shots or drive out? Still doing good work. Also, this morning, I believe I checked Facebook. It looks like Hey Radios. It's been his house got broken into, the little spark, whatever. So if you're going to Stanley, you're follow up some prayers. That's going to be tough time. I've been through the bits of time. So shop Radius and you're crazy the error. That's hard to read.
you know, if you take out some of the stuff that doesn't, you know, some of the stuff and keep most of that in, it could probably be the lyrics of like a rap song.
I like the, I've been through the butts. I've been through the butt the bits of time.
Because, I mean, it's talking about going through the butts and then, like, shooting and stuff like that. And
shots so, or know. Drive out.
Yeah, shots or drive out. I mean that just sounds like a rap song. But that's just me. That, you know. But, okay, we got another one.
These next three are one call that kept getting cut off. So.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fadios, returning from my sabbatical. I just finally got caught up with the show. I've been kind of AFK from everything, so including listening to podcasts. Because it's kind of hard when some guy breaks in your house and steals your iPod. But anyways, I downloaded on the Android, and I'm good now. So anyways, a couple of things about our last show. First of all, Wolverine and the X-Men came out right after the most horrific movie known as X-Men 3. And the similarities of Professor X and Jean being gone, and them dying in the movie, left a real bad taste in my mouth. So I watched that first episode right when it first came out and did not like it at all. Mentioned Wolverine wearing the helmet.
And it gets cut off like right there.
That's one.
That's the first one. And then here's this one.
Hey, it's Radios again. My phone dropped. And I have no idea where. So anyways, let's see what's talking about Wolverine and the X-Men. Wolverine wearing a helmet is absolutely ridiculous. I get it that they want kids to see good role models and blah, blah, blah. But I also think that they should want kids to be smart enough to realize how stupid that is. My kids thought it was pretty funny. They made fun of it. So, I think my kids, if they're smart enough to figure that out, they're smart enough to know that they don't have healing powers. They should wear a helmet if they're at emergency. But then again, anyways. But I'm glad to hear that some of you guys have liked it. I might actually check it out again now that I've been able to heal and get past that horrific.
And there it got cut off again. I would like to mention it did get blah, blah, blah right. The transcript got blah, blah, blah correct in there. So.
And I do want to mention that he talks about that being a horrible, god-awful movie, and you own the tie-in game.
Which is even worse.
Exactly.
Which I kind of liked X-Men 3. I'm going to put it out there. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that.
All right, and here's his last call.
My phone dropped again. Can you believe that? Sorry, I have a piece of crap Android. Since Android lets their system be put on any piece of crap phone, that's the one thing I hate. Anyways, back on topic. Spider-Man 3 was the only movie worse than X-Men 3. But I'll digress. I have not seen Barry, probably won't watch it. Same reason Stuart said he doesn't like it. I don't like snakes, and I do not like feeling claustrophobic. But yes, there is a difference between if the movie is a quality, well-made movie and whether you like a movie.
Told you.
But
that's what we were saying.
You guys are kind of dancing around a little bit. It was kind of funny to hear it. But anyways, and I just wanted to say on here, because it's kind of where we do this. Let Anthony Alex know that, yes, I will come on the show. He's been asking me. And it's getting a little bit ridiculous how much he's been asking me to come on the show. It must be real important to him. So, yes, I will come on the show, even for a little while. Anyways, just thought I would announce that here on your guys' show. That's what we do. And
exclusive.
Anyways, I think I have like 15 calls or something now. I've pretty much dominated the voicemail on your show. No one's even come close. So, yeah, it's pretty much all me. And anyways, you guys have a great day. Enjoy the show. Oh, and by the way, if you like Buried, I recommend The Nines. It's another movie with that guy that I just blanked on his name. But anyways.
Ryan Reynolds.
But it's got more of a sci-fi video game kind of weird twists and turns, and it's kind of interesting. But check it out. The Nine. I think it's still on Instant Watch. So other than that, you guys have a wonderful day, and enjoy Batman. It's coming out tomorrow. And I don't have an Xbox because both mine got stolen. So I have to go steal one from somebody else so I can play it. On that note, this call probably already dropped. Like, bad at you, but if not, I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
All right. That was Fadios' one call. All right. And next we have another one from Anthony Alex. This one I'm going to read first so you guys can see whether it matches up. What the eight? It's so messed up. I can't even read it. So that's a it's from the Angry No Mailbox Gas staff, you guys. Keep up the good work, Salesware. They're coming out on the voicemail. Thanks, the Hartsville and the very, capital very, our busier hello for whatever middle of the car doing so. This is not facial policy.
I'm glad to know.
Yeah. The geeks this weather of you will be seeing you small voices mails by.
Small voices.
Okay. Let's hear it now.
Yes.
What's up, geeks? This is Anthony Alex from the Angry Mailman Podcast. Shout out to you guys, keeping up the good work. See you on Twitter. Y'all calling me out on the voicemail thing. No hard feelings, guys. I fear y'all are busy or got lost or whatever, and they don't want any hard feelings. So this is my official apology to the geeks, FCW. We will be sending you some more voicemails. Peace.
Not
well,
even close.
I just want to go on the record and say, we forgot, like, what, 1 week? And then we just didn't have shows.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like we just ignored it. We just hadn't recorded. So, yeah. And when you said it was your fault, I tweeted him. And I said just JK, you know, LOL at the end just to know I wasn't serious. But I was like, yeah. So I expect a full apology since it wasn't my fault. Because he blamed me for, I don't know, but...
And he said, this is not a facial policy.
But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Hopefully that stuff can be fixed, you know, translation. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way the call qualities are. It can't understand.
I think it just doesn't like Southern accents. I think that's what it is. Because if you notice, a lot of, you know, Anthony's don't fully translate well. So I think that's what it is.
The quality is not, like, crystal clear since he's on his mail route on his phone.
True.
So maybe, you know, background noise. Not saying it's horrible. Not saying you should stop, you know. I'm just saying.
Right. It's just Google doesn't like to write what you say. But we can understand you just fine.
Exactly.
And then we got one more. I think it's a wrong number, but I'm going to play it anyway. I have not heard this one, so it looks like a wrong number to me.
I have heard this one, so you're in for a treat, Stuart.
Okay, good.
Hello, this is a message for Agnes Powell. Miss Powell, how are you doing? This is Tatiana Lee from the Brooklyn Partnership to Drive Down Diabetes. I wanted to follow up with you to see how you were doing and also to let you know that I've been searching job opportunities for you as a home aid attendant, and I have found a couple of places that perhaps may be of interest for you. I would really appreciate if you can give me a call back at 718-282-2500. Extension is 63251. Again, this is Tatiana Lee from the Brooklyn Partnership to Drive Down Diabetes. I look forward to speaking with you soon, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I decided right at the end just to blank out their number. So
yeah,
but yeah, that was probably the wrong number.
That, I love the fact that the person had like a probably an old style phone because you could just hear them, you could just hear it hanging up. Like
yes,
yeah, but yeah, definitely interesting. Have no idea where the heck they got that from. But
sorry, Agnes, but you're not beginning that job, maybe.
Oh no, we're dang.
Well the caller ID says Brooklyn, New York, so and our number is a New York area code, so
Yeah, just because I just wanted to get the geek FTW thing.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was cool. Which maybe, in hindsight. Curse you, hindsight. But yeah, so definitely leave us voicemails. We'll play them and we'll respond to them.
We will.
And I guess, Fedios, if you actually were serious about being on the show, just, you know, resubmit.
Fill out our form.
Quick and easy at tinyurl.com/guestftw.
And that goes for any listeners out there, too.
Yeah, don't be shy. If we can do it, you probably can do it better.
And if we don't respond to you, that doesn't mean no. That's just, you're just on the list. And we will let you know.
And we've had some people talk about the list. And, oh, I'm probably on the last. Well, let's see. Where's the list at?
Well,
there's two people on the list, so...
And the person that said that was the second person. So, yes, you are last, but guess what? You're going to be first up. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's only two people, so we'll get to y'all. It's just last week, we were supposed to have the other Stuart from...
Yeah. Our names are spelled exactly the same, which has never happened to me before. So, let's just go by British Stuart and American Stuart.
Well, I think Stuart 1 and Stuart 2, because he was Stuart first.
Just because he's older. he's an old man.
You'll be Stuart 2, and he'll be Stuart 1. Calling him an old man. Yeah, that's going to help. He's going to want to be on our show. but, yeah. So, we were supposed to have him last week, but the stuff I talked about, that happened, and we just haven't been able to reschedule, because we didn't know if our Stuart's cable guy was going to actually come today or not.
Yes, thank God he did.
So, yeah, so we were able to do a show and have something to put out on the feed. Because we don't want to not have shows, because we pay either way. Whether we post a show or not, we pay for it.
True.
So we'd rather get our money's worth. Hell, if we had the time, we'd probably do more than one show a week. If we had the time, but we don't. So, the voicemails, this just in.
I just read something. Free to play DC Online, Arkham City content new on the PlayStation Store. That was not what I thought it said. As I read it out loud, I realized, oh wait, that's not what I thought it said.
Alrighty. So I guess next week we have, or I recommend will be, you know, still be Stuart's choice, which is Troll Hunter.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't know if you wanted to change it or not, but
nope.
Troll Hunter.
Not at all.
Okay. Okay. And be warned, it's foreign and there's subtitles, people.
But the trailer's in English. I don't get that. The trailer's in English.
I don't know, but, and it's a documentary. It's a documentary, a foreign documentary with subtitles.
Don't tell them that.
So it's Stuart's fault if you, I don't know, want to kill yourself or something while watching it. but I didn't realize it was a documentary till I started watching today. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's a foreign documentary with subtitles. That's going to be even.
You haven't finished it?
No, I told you that.
Finish it.
Yeah, but I mean... That makes it like three times as hard than a regular movie. But we'll finish it. I will. By next week. Let's see. I guess that's it, really.
Okay, I'm going to clarify. It is not a documentary.
Didn't it say it was a documentary?
It's much as a documentary as the Blair Witch Project is a documentary. It is that style of movie.
Okay.
As like Blair Witch or, you know, Cloverfield, that kind of thing.
Cloverfield wasn't a documentary, but...
Neither is this.
I mean, it wasn't even trying to be, but yeah, I understand what you mean. Okay. But I guess, shout out, Stuart.
Shout out to my new apartment, which I love. Shout out to every person at OFR. I don't want to do it this week. I will do it next week, I swear.
Okay.
Shout out to the guys I'm about to kill in Battlefield. So get ready for that, because now I got internet and a chance to actually sit down and play the game. I'm really looking forward to that. And that's all I got.
Awesome. I guess for me, I would say shout outs to, like you said, the everyone at Open Forum Radio Network, doing what you're doing, providing good entertainment. And I certainly need it right now, since I got nothing to do. Jobless right now, again. But also shout outs to the movie I'm going to watch, probably maybe tonight or tomorrow. The People versus George Lucas.
Oh, no. I want to watch that. I do want to watch that.
Yes, because it's basically what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, or a month ago. Yeah. But, yeah, that definitely looks really good. I got that from Netflix. Not Instant Watch, but the disc, sadly. It's not on Instant Watch. But, and then Troll Hunter. I've got a week to watch that, so, yeah. shout outs to the people who are on our guest list. And, you know, we'll get to you. Don't worry. Next week, we're going to have like two episodes next week, right?
Two?
If things go right, the a normal one and then the special one, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Depending, I don't know. We need the details. We need to get... figure out details.
Yes.
But we may, don't hold us to this, we may have an amp mashup show. So.
You spoiled the surprise.
Well, I could take this out if.
No, we should do is just bleep it. Next week we'll have a beep.
Okay, I can do that. I've never bleeped anything. I've never had to bleep anything, so that'll definitely be. I'll have to learn how to do that, because I've never bleeped anything before.
Well, you just get a bleep sound effect.
Yeah, true. But yeah, so mystery. Ooh, magic of editing, which I have time to do, so that'll actually be done. If this was like last week or whatever, probably not. But I guess shout outs to the Evil Dead, because it's 30 years old.
I just saw that myself.
Yeah. And I'm really upset because they have the Evil Dead, the musical, in Oklahoma City. And I never got to see that while I was up there. I'm really upset because it looks so cool, because you could buy tickets in the front row and get like fake blood poured on you and all kinds of crazy stuff. So
that sounds like fun.
That does. But anyways, shout out to Henry for he's doing more of his own podcasts, and couldn't be here because we didn't even know if we were going to have one. It was last minute. Hopefully he can come on next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, yeah, we'll definitely have to have communication on that. Definitely shout outs to the listeners who provide feedback for our geek question of the weeks and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid, people. If you want, you know, if you think you have like a geek question of the week or an I recommend you want to suggest to us, let us know.
Please.
Because it's really tough trying to think of a movie, you know.
And a question of the week.
Every third week.
And a geek question of the week every week.
Definitely. Have we run out of the list, or?
Yes, we have run out of the list.
I'll try to think of one for next week, or to announce next week for the week after. Yeah, but definitely shout outs to Samsung, because I love my phone. It's the best thing I own right now. It's my most favorite possession. So I guess this has been. God, this has gone on longer than we thought.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to go long, but it went even longer. Henry's not here. So Henry's not here to say, okay, guys, we got to wrap it up. I got to go. Because here's this.
I got to go. I'm very hungry.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, normally Henry says, I got to go, like after the first 25 minutes and then an hour later, you know.
That's kind of true.
But this has been episode 63 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
And may the force be with you.